Blog Talk Radio.
Here. All right.
singing songs about the Lord. If the daddy's spending family time, the wealth that he cannot afford. These simple moments could change the world. If the pastor at a tiny little church, 40 years of loving on the broken and the hurt.
Once was a captive heart, crying out like a fire alarm. Then grace rescued me. You never stopped till all was found. You never tire of calling out. This love is everything. After all you've done in me,
yeah.
far, can't speak. I'll never move a mountain with arms so weak. With one word, you can make them fall. You go before me now. Your faithfulness destroys the doubt. Your strength is fire to my soul. After all you've done in me, I will be your hands and feet. Follow where you lead. As you say, set my people free. Go into the world.
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So at salvation, your identity changed. You are now created in Christ Jesus. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says it this way. Therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. See, you are a new creation, not by your own doing, but by the powerful finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross. At salvation, your sins were wiped away, cast off as far as the east is from the west. Such was transformed that took place in your heart at salvation, that you could be filled with God himself. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 16 and 17, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you. But see, God himself dwells within you, okay, and through salvation now lives inside of you. That's just like the parable of the lamp on the stand used to stress me out because I didn't understand what God wanted to reveal through me to the world. I used to think that God wanted to reveal perfection in me, but I had no act perfectly to demonstrate Christ. But what I didn't realize is that the greatest revelation I could give a broken and needy world is that God, through the immeasurable depth of his love, meets me in my brokenness and continually makes me whole. I realize that God only, by his grace, is taking what was lost, weak, selfish, and lonely, and filling me with the unimaginable love and security through a restored relationship with him. God doesn't want you to reveal perfection. He wants you to reveal the fact that your imperfection, he has loved you from the beginning with everlasting love. Because you are weak and in need of God, you are the absolute best person to lead others to Jesus. If you act like you have everything together, as if nothing is wrong, then those distant from God will have no reason to believe God desires a relationship with them. But in revealing your imperfections and being those around you, he will offer to a world that has none. He reveals the core of the gospel that God's incredible works prepared for those simply to him in need and cry out for his help in your imperfection. You are a perfect example of Jesus' love that comes only by grace. So God desires to shine the light of his love through you today in powerful ways. He longs to reveal to others how deeply he has loved you in grace. He has incredible plans in store for you if you would simply be real to the world that desperately needs a relationship with their Creator. Have the courage to be yourself and to be honest and vulnerable. Honesty is all your Heavenly Father asks of you. In honesty, God reveals a greater love than this world has ever known. In reality of who you are, God will shine forth hope, guiding those that are lost to the safe shores of a restored relationship with him. So may you find peace in the fact that God longs to use you exactly as you are. May you find purpose in the works he has set before you to do. And may you find the joy in the revelation of God's immeasurable love poured out on you through his grace. So firstly, meditate on the depth of God's love for you. If in your sin and need of him, he continually shows you grace, gives you presence, and offers you joy for your mourning. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, in this love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his son to propitiation for our sins. In Psalm 16:11, you make me known to the path of life, your presence is fullness of joy, and your right hand are pleasures are forevermore. In Psalms 30, verse 11, you turn for me in my mourning into dancing, you loose my sackcloth and cloth me in gladness. Now, secondly, now ask the Spirit to reveal God's desire to use you today. Allow God to shift the way you see yourself, allow him to ignite you in passion to see that those who are distant from God come to a revelation of his grace and love for them. Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where we are workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And thirdly, ask God to fill you with the grace to be courageous and honest. Ask for the strength to be real and vulnerable with others. One of the most transformative parts of living in a relationship with the Heavenly Father is the freedom from having to act around others. You are fully loved, liked, and enjoyed as you are. So great was God's desire for a relationship with you that he sent his only son to die for you. There is a new place available to you as you live in freedom to be fully yourself. So rest in the fact that the creator of the universe loves and likes you. You have no reason to act. May you find security today as the love of your Heavenly Father lays a sure foundation for you to live honestly and courageously. I highly suggest you read Psalm chapter 30. Again, it'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. So, this brings me to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord your God, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you're going to get a chance to do so in a minute. Okay, but let me ask you, are you tired of traveling this long road of not knowing which way is up or down or which way to go? Okay, should you go backwards or forwards? Okay, and maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need purpose. Okay, or maybe you are depressed. Okay, or suffering with depression, okay, or anxieties, okay, whatever it may be, you know, God can take that away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you folks. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Okay, once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay? Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, all these angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Okay. Well, yes, today is an interesting day. Okay, I haven't done a show in a couple of days because I haven't been feeling well. Okay, but now I decided to do a show. And I've got some callers on the line, okay, but they haven't pressed the one key yet. And as soon as they press the one key, I'll bring them on. So until then, let's play some music.
Take care.
Okay, well, let's get into the final message of the night. And that is the prophetic message of today. The Father says today that doom and gloomers have seen some things, but you must make up your mind which side of the mountain you want to lay your foundations. Do you want to immerse yourself in gloom and gross darkness of what the enemy is doing? Or do you want to anchor yourself where the morning is spread in the mountains, where my favor is available and your outcome is assured? I am not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. It's time to reject the narrative of despair that robs you of hope and steals your joy. I am with you, says the Father, and I will never leave you or forsake you, of whom then shall be afraid. So learn to think God's thoughts during the battle, says God. When the enemy wants you to focus on the smoke and mirror threats, purpose in your heart at the moment, to find that a table that I have spread for you in all its bounty. There is no assault or strategy of the enemy that can destroy you, for I have taken up residence in your life. Because I am in you, failure is not an option. Because I am in you, you shall be above only and not beneath. Because I am in you, I will see that you will ride on the high places of the earth and take the spoil from the mouth of the lion and the paw of the bear, and nothing shall you be ashamed, says the Father. Okay, I hope this message goes out to those who need it the most. And you know who you are. Amen. Alrighty, well, we got a caller. Okay. Hello, 506. Is that Pastor Kent?
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you, my son?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, my son.
Amen.
Kenny, I've noticed some messages on the Discord, and I want
you... Yes, I know. You can't believe what you read.
I want you to tell the listeners that it is not true about the turkeys and the seagulls and the chickens and the stuffed turkeys that everyone says you put up your anus. Tell them it's fake, Kenny.
Yes, it's fake. It's not true.
I was not sure, but I figured the cup is half full. Or in this case, the turkey is half stuffed.
Anyway, okay, none of that is true what you read on Discord, okay? So, if you just called in and you want to come on live, press the 1 key. And I know that you want to come on live, okay?
Who is in the waiting room, Kenny?
I got two numbers. Okay, one's a 111, and the other one is 757, and they haven't pressed the 1 key. Okay, so I'm not going to bring them on until they press the 1 key. Otherwise, it's just me and you for right now.
Kenny, it is a Saturday night. I say you get on that phone and we call those late night numbers of those sexy girls next to the pool. What do you think?
Huh?
You know, those girls that are home alone in the mansion. Let's call them. Jimmy.
Who would that be?
Well, I don't know. I just see commercials all the time, but I don't want to pay $3.99 a minute. That is like almost five Canadian. Why don't you call them with me on the line? And I'll talk to them.
Well,
they might need our help, Jimmy. We can turn them around.
Yeah, well, I don't have any numbers here to call.
And? The commercial has not come out. Next time, I write it down. And we can go on a shopping spree. I mean, we can help them.
Yeah. Okay, we got two callers that just pushed the one key. Let me bring them on. The oldest one first.
Hello.
Okay. Enough of that. And how about another one? 101, you're on the air.
Hello.
Okay, they're gone.
They're gone.
Okay, I think that was your brother, Richard.
Oh, that Dickie. I think he was trying to say hello.
Maybe.
In his own way. But
yeah.
He was cut off. You should have let him finish, Kenny.
Oh, I did. He was finished.
Kenny. Kenny?
Yeah.
Do you know that Joey wanted to shoot cops in the face?
I heard that on his show, and I was shocked that he would say that.
Do you condone such behavior?
No, I do not.
Can you believe on his next show I asked him about it and he denied it?
Yeah,
and
I know. I heard that.
I played his show back to him and he said I doctored it. He called me a liar. If I was in the States, I would roundhouse him and do the ridge hand. Kenny, I would hurt
him.
And if I was still in the biker gang, I would enter him anally just to prove a point. But I'm not anymore. They no longer call me Tex. But he would be in a world of hurting, and it would bring me great pleasure, not just sexually, but mentally, because he is the one that needs to be called a moonbat. And then he refers to the LGBTQ's PIs as faggots. And that is not right.
I know. I can't believe he did that, you know. Okay, that was hard to believe he would do that on a show, but he did.
And he also calls the blacks the N-word.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
No, it's not. It's not right at all. Okay, but you know that's Joseph Gibson's show. Okay, if he wants to do that, then you know more power to him. But you know, I mean, and you know, I don't understand why he would say all that stuff, but. You know, I mean, he's not really a religious show, so I guess he can say whatever he wants to on his show.
Well, he can say it, but I guess maybe he's the one that's putting seagulls, chickens, and turkeys in his anus. What say you?
More than likely.
You see, let me see what else was said here. Bye. Now, is this Tony F in the Discord? Let's see.
No, that's Rico. That's not Tony F, okay? No. It's Rico pretending to be Tony F.
He said, I cannot find it anymore. See?
I know, I read all this nonsense, okay? And that's all it is nonsense, plain nonsense. Okay? Like I said, you can't believe what you read on Discord because it's nonsense.
Okay. Also, Johnny Featherlong said Kenny is afraid of Joey. He is a chicken, like the chicken he allegedly cooked while in the Navy during Vietnam.
Well, no, that's no. Okay.
Also,
I'm not afraid of Joey.
It says here, just to clear the confusion, the Thanksgiving turkey story is real, but the Spiegel story isn't. And then Tony F says, don't be, Tony F. Noriko says, don't be a lying mother F. And then.
I know. Enough of the Discord because, okay, like I said, let's not focus on Discord. Okay.
Well, okay, Kenny.
Okay.
Do you want me to talk to you about my time in college? It's
sure.
A little poem.
Sure.
Okay. This reminds me of when I went to go visit her. Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date? But a year to make love, she wanted me to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on a tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage, dripping, pouring with sweat. I was talking to the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name. She said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. It took a couple flicks, and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bass. She throw it started back mid-range. But when I spun the question, she acted kind of strange. Then I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend.
Yeah, that's a great song.
It's not a song, it's my poem, Kenny. So I took blah, blah, blah's word for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Because I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that. Let's go into the story about a girl named blah, blah, blah that adored me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build up a relationship or some understanding how it was going to be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over, and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her on my dime, picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who was that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that ever. Give me that. Just bust this. You see, my homies like to play this game. We call it Amtrak, but some call it the train. We will all line up in a single file line and take our turns and waxing girls behind. But every time it came to me, I was just out of luck because I'd stick my penis in and it would get stuck. The girls would say stop. I'd say I'm not. That's enough, I quit, because you all are busting me out. I say, girls, don't hide it, just divide it, and please don't knock it till you've tried it. So all of you biatches and all you hoes that have group sex and do the Rambo, what do you think about
some of my college experiences?
Well, let's bring them on, Kenny.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to. Okay, 757, you're on the air. Is that you, Ashley?
Hi, Kenny. Yes, it's me. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm having a very lovely, scandalous evening. Hi, Kent.
Featherlong.
Hi. Featherlong.
Yes, I see that is your name. I was talking to Johnny, and he says he thinks you are quite the catch. I want to congratulate you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about Longfeather. He's a character. He's a really fun character, guys. He always makes me laugh at his silly little antics. Yeah, well, yeah. I really just called in to say hi. I don't think I have too much to offer a conversation.
Well, I'm glad you called in and said hi. Okay, and I'm sure all our callers are glad you did too. All our listeners.
I see. Do you want to hear another one of my
cousins? Oh, he comes back tomorrow.
Ashley, I asked you a question.
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead. Oh, yes?
Okay. I was going to stop, but if you want to hear it,
No, can't.
Okay, if Ashley wants it, and I will give it to
her. That's okay. That's okay because we're getting ready to end the show. I'm not feeling well. Okay. Excited to do the show. Okay.
The Peter Piper of the 80s. Got a long, hard dick for all the 80s.
I told you to come back tomorrow.
I don't care if you got three babies. You can work with a stick in my Mercedes. If you want to blow, just let me know. We can go backstage at the end of the show. I'll look at you, and you look at me. With my penis in my hands, you fall to your knees. You know what to do. I won't say please.
Okay.
Just nibble on my penis like a rat does cheese.
Okay, Kent, that's enough.
Okay.
Well, listen, guys, I want to say thank you for calling in, Ashley and Pastor Kent. Okay, and all my listeners.
Hi.
Okay, so God bless you all. Have a blessed night. And we'll do this. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Ashley. And my brother.
Bye.
And my mother, Kitty.